This next song I'm going to do, I learned from a recording of Bill Monroe recording when Bill Monroe and Lester Flatt and Earl Scruggs and Chubby Wise and Harry Watts were working as a team together. It's called Darling, You Toyed with a Toy Heart. Like a dog. Toy broke and then he has a bar. It's everything you may do. The whole poor man's sin. Darling, you toyed with a toy heart.
Darling, you toyed with a toy heart.
I think things came right from the start. His toy heart was broke on him and parting words were spoken.
Darling, you toyed with a toy heart.
Thank you so much. Well, the man that actually got Earl Scruggs the audition with Bill Monroe is standing over here on the fiddle. This is Mr. Jim Shumate. Jim, come on up here. Yeah. Jim, what year was that you were playing with Bill and you got Earl to come up with the audition?
1945. 45. That's a good while ago, you know. Yeah, String Beans was picking badger for us down in Alabama. Let's go through there. And he and Lou Childers, they got fishing together, and they decided, this is a little tale, you know.
Yeah, a tale.
It ain't no tale, this is a fact. String and Lou got to fishing out in the Mississippi Bay there, and they come in and decided, I guess they got pretty good buddies, and they decided to team up. Lou was already on the Opry, a one-man show, you remember Lou. So String and him was going to pick together Bill. So Bill said to me, he said, Jim, we need a banjo picker. He said, do you know of any anywhere? I said, sure. I know where the best in the country is, but he don't pick like String Beans, but he can pick you an awful lot of banjo. He said, who is it? I said, Earl Scruggs. He said, where's he from? I said, Shelby, North Carolina. So I got in touch. I still don't remember who I got in touch with. I called some of his people. And they said Earl was a tour in the country with Lost John Miller, an Allied Kentuckians. And he would be at WSN radio station at 5 o'clock of the morning with John. So I set the clock to alarm and got it, went up there and saw Earl. And I remembered Earl from way back. I had a program there in Hickory on Saturday night. And one night Earl came by, he and Grady Wilkie, guitar picker, and he played one on the program. And I thought he was the best I ever heard, and I still think he's the best I ever heard. Yeah. So I got in touch with Earl, and I called Bill, and Earl come down to the hotel there, Tulane Hotel, and we took a mandolin and banjo and fiddle, and Earl showed us a thing or two there. So I come on back to Hickory. Howdy, I was replacing Howdy Forster at that time. Howdy was in the Navy, big Howdy, extremely good fiddle player and a good man. So Howdy'd come back, and a chain of events happened pretty quick there. I come back to Hickory, and Howdy took my job and had to get it. And that was you had to give your man his job back, you know, when he went to serve and come back. So Bill said, I'm going to have to take Howdy back, Jim. We'll work out something. I said, no, I'm going back home. I'd been looking for a chance to quit and get off of the road anyhow. So I come on back to Hickory, and I tuned in Saturday night to see if Earl took the job. Man alive, he turned that Opry upside down. That's my man. Earl and me used to do a one together. We did a lot of just the banjo and the fiddle when we was working out of Bristol, Virginia, the Foggy Mountain Boys. And so Lester let us pick when we started drawing mail for it, and actually that he let us pick some more. And the more Earl picked, the better he got. He even made my fiddle sound good, you know. So